So, to sum up, utilitarianism posits that the correct choice is the one that causes the most good or pleasure and the least pain and suffering.
I like this one. It's simple. Ugh, screw all the other complicated theories. Why didn't you start with this one?
Aha, but here's the problem. If all that matters is the sum total of goodness, then you can justify any number of bad actions, like torturing one innocent person to save 100, or preemptive war.
Oh, Dip, I get it. It's like I knew this girl, Sheila. She was a black market alligator dealer with a pierced jawbone.
Okay, what?
Sheila was gonna get married to my boy, Donkey Doug, and make him move to Sarasota. It would have broken up my whole breakdancing crew. And Donkey Doug was our best poppin' locker. So I hid a bunch of stolen boogie boards in Sheila's garage and called the cops. I framed one innocent gator dealer to save a 60-person dance crew.
Shockingly, that is a relevant example of the utilitarian dilemma. Well done. September 1st, 2024. Hello.
Oh, Dip.
Oh, Dip.
That's fun.
Jason Mendoza. Always good for a laugh.
An icon.
And just really sweet. But anyway, hello, friends.
Hello.
How y'all doing? Happy September.
September.
Autumnal times are on the way.
I mean, for those of you not in L.A.,
I mean, it's still autumnal times here, just not autumnal weather for the Northern Hemisphere.
No. We get kind of a weird autumn thing in January.
Yeah. Right. Well, December.
Yeah. It's weird.
Anyway, hi.
Hello.
So, I'd been telling you that as soon as we knew when The Pendant Shakespeare's Henry VI Part 2 would premiere, you would hear it here, and that it was coming soon.
Oh,
guess what? Soon is soon, and here is here. So, I'm going to tell you that it will be premiering in just a couple weeks on September 11th.
But don't you mean soon is now? Soon?
It is not now, because it comes out on September 11th. Soon is soon.
Well, that's not a change.
It is sooner. Whatever, September 11th.
Soon is sooner.
September 11th.
Okay,
you
sure.
Get it. And it's going to be great. So check that out. And also, just want to let you know up top that next week, season 13 of The Kingery premieres.
Oh my goodness.
13. Can you believe it?
I would rather not think about how long it's been. No.
But it is a big accomplishment to be proud of.
It is. I mean, I can't believe.
Yes.
People have stuck with us this long. You've been putting up with our crap for so long.
Maybe don't yell.
I am not talking just about...
You are yelling.
The people.
Look at that waveform.
Who listen.
Stop it.
All right.
Modulate. Indoor
Look,
voices.
We have a hot mic today.
For some reason. I don't know. I checked all the settings and they're normal, but...
It's a hot mic.
It's hot. Ooh, it's hot.
Burning up.
All right, then. You know what's next?
The Post-it. Of international numbers?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's a post that has all my trip news on it, and I already talked about the Pendant Shakespeare and Kingery premieres, so now we only have internationals. Yes.
You're just ruining the joke.
It's not a joke.
It was kind of a joke.
There's nothing funny about it.
It got progressively less funny. Yes, I'll agree with that.
Okay. The Kingery went up to number 24 in sci-fi in the Philippines.
Oh, hello.
The Pendant Shakespeare went up to number 99 in drama in China and number 53 in drama in Australia.
Hi, friends.
Seminar went up to number 16 in sci-fi in Hungary.
More Hungarians.
Tilly's Trans Tuesdays went up to number 77 in personal journals in Italy, number 52 in personal journals in New Zealand, and number 11 in personal journals in Finland.
Wow.
Taking Europe by storm. Well, New Zealand's not in Europe, but...
Well, no.
But...
New Zealand's like its own thing.
They're way off there. We like you, New Zealanders.
We do. And we know you're sometimes left off of maps, and
just
I think
so
that's
far
wrong.
Away.
I think that's
you're
not
so
okay.
You're so far out there. Get a drink from the chili bin. Okay. And this here show... This Week in Pendant went up to number 22 in Hungary.
We got a lot of Hungarian fans over the past couple months.
I guess so, yeah.
Welcome.
But that's it. That's the news. That's new to news this month.
Cool.
Yeah.
What?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're done.
Rom, near the Pendant home office in Los Angeles, California, we have Caitlin Kleiman on the line. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I'm Excellent. Happy to be back.
Yes. It's been a wee bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Years and a whole pandemic.
Yeah. The zombie apocalypse hit us after our last interview.
Yeah. My bad. Sorry.
I think we can all agree it wasn't really your fault.
Well, he'll kick that.
So when we last left our hero, you were up in San Fran and now you're down in LA. So yeah. the move was good?
The move was good. I'm really happy to be down. Los Angeles is really fun. Like it's a good choice. I'm really happy with it.
Okay. I've gotten opportunity to be in both cities and a little bit in between, like San Jose and and all that, and Hercules, and so I guess Hercules is north of San Fran. But
I'm bad at geography.
I just remember from what airport I was flying into.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, how are you? You're like in LA? Any particular spot? Because LA is a big place. So, is there any particular spot that you are digging?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, it's kind of hard because I'm in the Valley, which everyone kind of makes fun of because it's not as cool as like West Hollywood, Santa Monica. The Valley's like where all the families go to live because it's affordable, but it's fun. You know, like I think the Valley is cool in its own way.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. I've had a number of opportunities to be out in LA, so I've been everywhere from like Glendale and Burbank area all the way down to Newport Beach and Orange County.
Oh yeah. Well, and granted, Orange—that's where you got like. Like, I do love Disneyland, to be fair. Like, that, even though it's not even Los Angeles proper, but it all sort of gets lumped in. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I do kind of wish I lived by Disneyland. Would be nice. Yeah, Los Angeles is huge, too. So, like, I've been here a few years and maybe seen 10%, I'm sure. Well, and also, no one wants to leave their neighborhood because traffic's awful.
Yes, so, it's almost as bad as Atlanta.
Probably.
Trust me.
Okay, I do. I trust you.
Yeah. It usually takes an hour to go like 5 miles in this town.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think probably like sister cities then, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Atlanta and LA go back and forth as like the worst commutes.
Ah, okay. Well, we can have that. Mm. Well, and I luckily work from home too, so that's the other reason that I don't hate Los Angeles.
Oh, that helps. Yeah, my commute is down two flights of stairs with a stop at Starbucks along the way. You know, making coffee in my kitchen, and working out of my basement.
Yeah, and then you're there slaving away.
Yeah. I'll often like you know, I'll be talking to my wife, and then I'll head down to the basement. You know, from the living room, then down the basement. And then I'll just call her. I'm like, hey, honey, I got to work. Traffic was a bear.
Yeah. Got real caught up.
Yeah.
An accident, I'm sure.
Yeah. So we have questions. Hopefully you have answers. Otherwise, this is very short and one-sided.
Yeah, maybe.
So, I didn't go back to listen to your interview from 2019, so I apologize if any of my questions are repetitive.
I probably don't remember anyway. I think you're in the clear.
Yeah. Do you remember how you found Pendant?
Yes, I do.
Do tell.
Okay, so I was going through a phase where I was getting really into voice acting, which I do a little now, but it's not like, it was my thing for a little bit and I got really into it. And I was still sort of in the early stages of doing like auditions. And I was literally just Googling for auditions that I could do. And Pendant, it wasn't the first place that I sent auditions, but it was the first one that I got.
Oh, cool.
Which was very cool for seminar, actually. Like I always like to send people to like the auditions page for Pendant when they're new voice actors,
Right.
actually, because it's a nice like safe learning
Yeah,
experience, which is
we are
great.
very welcoming.
Yeah, I think so. Like if for newbies in particular, like it's been nice. Yeah.
Very cool. Do you remember the short? It's okay if you don't. It's been a while.
Don't think I do. Like I remember some early ones that I did, but I couldn't tell you what the first one was, nor the names of any of them, frankly. Best I could tell you is like there was an early one where I was up in space.
That
Very
narrows it
helpful.
down.
Yeah. No, I don't remember at all.
Okay. Any plans on doing anything seminar-wise in the
Oh
future?
man, I really sh like I know Tilly is always just give me scripts. Like in general, like
Right.
to the general public, and I
Seminar
certainly I
needs
meant.
scripts.
And like I mentioned, I go through phases where I get really into things. I was had a real seminar script writing phase where I'd send like, three or four have a whole episode just for me. So I don't have immediate plans, but now that you remind me, and because I do still like to write, I should.
You're welcome, Tilly.
Honestly.
Coming soon.
Yeah, the Caitlin episode.
So, acting and writing, and you do this other little thing in Pendant
I
where
do.
you are assistant director on the Kingery
Yeah, which is
with Jillian.
the newest one. Yeah, it's been so fun. It's so fun working with Jillian
Jillian's awesome.
too. Like so fun. Like, yeah. Always fun. Yeah, I've been doing that for a little while. It still feels kind of new. Like I had no audio editing experience, although again, a credit to being a safe learning space for new people.
So you
I
went
was
through
able to
Tilly's class?
learn. Exactly right.
Excellent.
Like it was just one of those things that I really wanted to learn. Like I felt like I had always really relied on other people that understood like what those words mean and how to fix audio, and I just wanted to sort of know and understand how to do at least the basics. And it's great. Like I came out of it feeling like, maybe I'm not the most advanced audio editor in the world, but I can do things. And it's been great. And like I feel like I've been getting better at it too. It's fun.
Awesome. Well, I just got, I'm lucky I get to preview the shows before they come out, make sure everything's all
You are lucky. Nice.
Everything's all good and ready to go. And you guys did a bang up job on the season opener.
Yay,
Gotta
thank you.
say, wait till you guys hear it.
Good
You're gonna
stuff.
love it.
Yeah.
So you're enjoying the directing?
It's really fun. And Jillian knows I really like to get the explosive scenes, like whenever there's things blowing up or a lot of gunfire or a lot of weird, like I just worked on a very gore heavy scene. heads up, that's coming down the chute. like
Well, it
I
is Kingery.
it's true, it's true. Like I like to have fun with the sound effects, so I always get the real like fun juicy stuff. So
Now, when did you start doing the directing.
Oh, I feel like I have no concept of time anymore.
I know, right?
It's been at least a season, like
Okay.
a season and a half, which I feel like means it's gotta be at least a year. Does that sound right? I feel like, yeah. Let's go with about that.
So let's limit this question to last season because spoilers and all, and I mean this season hasn't
Absolutely.
even released yet, as though it's coming soon.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, by the way, is season 13. 13. Holy cow.
Yep. Full disclosure, even given all the things that I do on the Kingery, I did not have enough hours in my day to start at the beginning and listen to all of it. I think I started like season eight and it was still a lot.
Yeah.
So crazy.
12 episodes a season,
Yeah.
a couple interstitial episodes, and then commentary if you
Oh,
listen to commentary.
yeah.
I do,
That's
but
true.
so let's limit this question to last season. What was your favorite scene to direct?
Ooh.
Which one stands out? Or you're most proud of doing.
Gosh, it feels like so long ago. What even happened?
We ask the hard-hitting questions here on TWIP.
I mean, last season is when I got to kill myself off, and I believe I did direct that scene where Chris died. So I feel like I gotta pick that one.
Okay.
It wasn't one of those like really explosive scenes, but there's a little bit of sound effects in there about like trying to get out the door and like crawling on the ground and yeah, I think it's probably that one.
Okay, that's fair. So, acting, writing, directing. Where do you like spending most of your time?
Probably writing, I think. Directing, like working with audio and that sort of thing, I do like, but it's a lot more brain intensive for me.
Okay.
Like, I really gotta be ready to sit down and commit to it. And then acting is fun, and I still like to do it a little, but I've kind of been getting away from it. Writing is where I feel like I can really just sort of sit down and like enjoy and flow and like be creative without. It's also much more personal too. Like, no one immediately needs to look at it. I can just have it be my thing for however long I want.
Okay, that's cool. So I got to ask, are you musically inclined also? Because we've got some triple threats here in Pendant.
Was gonna say, when you listed those off, I was like, should I take a dance?
Yeah.
Not that that would help with podcasts at all. I'm not. I play the flute. I don't think that's helpful.
Oh, I bet somebody can come up with a way. Look, if what's her name can use that in her
Lizzo,
yeah, if
right?
Lizzo can do a thing with a
That's a good
flute,
point.
we
Yeah.
can find a way.
Listen, if someone needs to like write some flute into a pendant show, I can play it.
Nice.
I can
There
offer up
you
that
go,
much.
Telly.
Do you need like
There's
some copyright
the
free flute music?
challenge.
Yeah, I think that's it for musical though. Like, I don't sing, I don't compose, play the flute.
There you go. Hey, that's more than I'm willing to admit
That's
to.
fair. Okay. Yeah, I have that.
Cool. That's really cool. So the how far into this season are you?
I think we just did episode six.
Okay.
Yeah, because grips are out for seven and people are recording. So
Okay. Very cool.
halfway.
Oh, you guys are so far ahead. I just previewed episode one.
Oh, I was just wondering like how far back you technically are. So
I
yeah, there's
just
things that like even
got
I
it
can't spoil
from,
for you. Yeah.
yeah, I just got it from Tilly last week. I just listened to it yesterday, actually. I did all my listening yesterday. And yeah, again, really great episode. You guys did a really good job.
It's fun. Kingery is just fun, you know. We get such like great juicy scenes.
I know, right? I've had a couple like first come, first serve things that I've picked up and played horrible, horrible people. But it is fun.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more. Are you writing this year also for Kingery?
I am, actually. Was episode 6 one of my episodes? Yeah, I believe we just worked on one of my episodes, actually. I do, because we do it, you know, as like a writing team style. So I usually do like 2 episodes a season.
And the group changes every now and again, so.
Yes, yeah, because I got into it because someone else needed to step down. So, yep.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's been fun too. Although I do have to say, because Kingery is so, in terms of lore, deep, that every now and then, like when we're figuring out big like arc ideas, I have to be like, wait a minute, and then go thumb through like the show Bible to be like, I don't know what this character is.
I'm going to say it
But
again. Season 13.
yeah.
Right?
Crazy. Impressive. Just,
Right.
yeah. Just the sheer power to get that much to exist is an organizational feat.
You should go back and listen to the season one, like episode one, just to hear like where it started, that meme, how it started, how it's going, just to kind of hear like how things started off, and you can get an idea of literally how far things have come. It's just
That's a good
it's
point.
incredible.
Yeah, maybe I will. I really should.
And so you guys on the writing team are just, I don't know how you come up with some of the things, but
I mean, this
you
season
guys
in
are an
particular,
incredible bunch. And to keep it
no,
going this
thanks.
long.
Oh, yeah. That's the really impressive part to me, honestly, is all the, I mean, I feel like I did this last time too, was I kept saying nice things about Tilly, but the sheer, like, you know, just keeping things going is so impressive and so hard. And yeah, the fact that there's so many teams just successfully making this go over time is amazing.
Yeah. So we've got you in Kingery. We've got you. Well, we had you in seminar, but you're gonna write some soon.
That's
So
right.
that's cool.
Script coming to soon, Tilly. Don't worry.
And then you do some stuff outside of Pendant. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I so with my creative partner Eli, we pretty recently released a new show, Luminaris Brimstone Witch Investigator, which is about a witch that does like private investigator things. So she travels from town to town and uses magic to like help solve mysteries for them. And that's released now. A good amount of the season's out.
So it's
So
its
go
first
check it
season.
out. First season.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's one that's been sort of a long time coming to. Like we, I mean, I think like a lot of things started, a lot of things pre-pandemic, and then sort of derailed, and then we had people fill in for other people because they left. And so we finally got it released, which is very exciting. So it's, you know, available wherever podcasts are sold for free.
So I'm a Marvel person, so I'm kind of like putting this all into that frame, right? So it's kind of like what Agatha and Jessica Jones had a baby.
Ooh, yeah. I might steal that when I describe it to people.
My royalty
Actually.
fees are very reasonable. We'll talk later.
Perfect. Perfect. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Because it's also very, Jessica Jones is a good example too, because it's also very, much like Kingery, R-rated. with some cursing and that sort of thing. So it's,
Okay.
you know, a not super family friendly, but fun, I think.
Well, you know, not everything is family friendly.
Exactly.
That's okay. So what kind of character? I mean, okay, so she's a PI, but like what is like her character like?
Messy is the first word that comes to mind. Like,
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like a little bit of an anti-hero. Like, you can tell periodically that she's just not actually that great of a person and is very selfish,
So
but
she is
in
like
like a
Jessica
fun
Jones in a
way.
way.
Yeah.
Like
That's why I think that's kind of a good
first season
example.
Jessica Jones.
Oh, actually, that's a good point.
Okay.
Very self-centered, got a lot of issues she's got to work through. There is also a component where she's missing some memories from her past, so part of it is she's traveling to like figure that out, and that sort of plays into like why she ended up being a bad person in the first place.
Okay.
But yeah, like messy and bad, but in a fun way, because that's sort of my favorite character to root for. Is like I love when they're a bad people, bad person, but you want them to succeed anyway. That's really fun for
Okay.
me. So, yeah. Trying
Okay,
to think what
yeah.
else. It's fun.
All right, cool. What are you working on anything else?
See, I
That you're not
am.
on NDA for, because you know we're not going to push that kind of
Well,
thing.
yeah. To be fair, if we talked like, actually, I don't know. There is a thing that I can't talk about yet, but I can tell you
Okay.
that I can't talk about it, and that's fun. So
NDAs
I like that for me.
are fun. I got a thing, but I can't tell you.
Can't until it's officially like in the zeitgeist. I am also just perpetually, in case anyone who remembers me at all is curious, last time we talked, I had the Insomnia Project. It's been on hiatus pretty much since the pandemic, but we've been recording. Like, I've been slowly regathering people and getting the last of their lines. So it's making slow and steady progress. Everything just needs put together into episodes. And I have been very stubborn about wanting the whole season to be finished before I release it, because I hate doing the hiatus thing. Like, you know, like it's such a bummer when you got to do two episodes and then a 3 month hiatus.
Right.
So, mostly my long-winded way of saying the Insomnia Project is coming. Can't tell you when because we haven't set a date. Feel free to re-binge it and remind yourself because it's been like 5 years.
Yeah, and when you brought it up just now, it was like it rang a bell. It's like yeah, tell us about the Insomnia Project and like what it is.
So it's about a science experiment to eliminate the need for sleep, and it focuses on sort of a group of protagonists who are the test subjects. And it's, I believe, like halfway into the season, and things start like really unraveling because it's a horror comedy. Like, it's meant to be silly but kind of scary. Things clearly go wrong.
Hilarity ensues.
Exactly. Horror comedy is my favorite genre, despite the fact that I just told you about the magical witch show that we did. Insomnia Project is really like my meat and potatoes of genre. So,
Okay. Very cool. Excellent. Stuff to look forward to, stuff to go re-enjoy.
re-enjoy.
I word's good. All right, so let's do bullet questions. I think we did this last time.
Yeah, I vaguely remember.
Maybe these are the same. Probably they are. But your answers don't have to be, because people grow and evolve.
I'm a different person.
And now you have all the LA air affecting you instead of the San Francisco air. So you could come up with completely different answers for
Real
just
all
on
that
that reason
smog.
alone.
It's true.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Favorite pizza topping?
Sausage.
Favorite Muppet?
Gonzo.
Gonzo. Nice. Favorite Star Wars movie or TV show?
Or TV show. Oh, I'm failing at the fact that this is supposed to be fast.
That's okay.
Oh, we did go over this last time because I really liked the one with Jar Jar Binks. I
Episode
forget
one.
which movie that time. Yeah.
But
Everyone shits
so
on it, but
much.
it's actually kind of good.
But now there's been new content. So you're, is it still episode one or is it something that has come out recently?
It's still episode one. I'm not
Okay,
a whole
that's
Star
fair.
Wars person.
All right. Favorite Star Trek movie or TV show?
Next Generation.
Okay. Favorite DC character?
Uh-oh. This is where my nerd cred's gonna go out the window. I get mixed up which ones are which.
Super Friends.
Which one's Wonder Woman? Wonder
She's
Woman's
DC.
fun. Okay, let's go with that.
Okay.
It's the first thing that popped into my head.
All right. Same question for Mar on the Marvel side.
Marvel's easier. Wolverine.
Have you seen the new movie?
I still need to, but I've seen a lot of TikToks.
Oh, it's so good. Okay. Favorite place to eat in LA?
Oh shoot. There's an all-you-can-eat sushi place called Midori. Really good.
Awesome. Okay.
Midori. Yeah.
Very cool. Caitlin, thank you so much for taking the time to do this and on
Yeah,
such
so
short
fun.
notice too. I really
Oh yeah.
appreciate it.
It's true. That was a quick turnaround.
Yeah. No, seriously, I really appreciate you coming back to the hot seat after such a long time. And
Yeah.
hopefully it won't be 4 or 5 years again
Yeah,
before we
maybe
get
only
you
two or
back.
three this time. We'll
Yeah,
see.
yeah. That's usually what I try and go for, like at least a 2 year break between, because I'm only doing these like once a
Sense.
month, right?
Yeah, and there's enough of us, that you can make
Yeah.
a good loop. So, yeah.
Can people find you on social media?
Mostly on my Instagram, which is just Caitlin Kleiman.
Okay.
I can spell it too. Kaitlynklimann. I realize no one's gonna just hear my name and be like, oh yeah, got it. Yeah, feel
Oh,
free
when I asked
to.
Tilly for your email address, I'm like, and can I also have Caitlin Klein? And I know I'm not spelling this right.
Yeah, I do not super ever expect people to. But yeah, find me on Instagram. I love Instagram followers and welcome it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you're on our Discord, on the Pendant Discord also.
Also Discord, you can say hi to me on there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I am still on the service formerly known as Twitter, more out of morbid
No.
curiosity than anything else, as at JG underscore QA. And I'm on Facebook, facebook.com, JORDAN.GOTTLIEB dot 5036. I'm on Threads, although I never make it over there. I really should.
Yeah, I guess
Because
I
I don't have enough
technically am
distractions in my
too.
life.
Yeah. It's there.
And I too am on the Pendant Discord.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to toss this out there. I do have interviews lined up and stuff, but if there is somebody you'd like to hear or you want yourself to be interviewed, please let me know. You can find me on the Pendant Discord or hit me up on Twitter. I'm not calling it X. I don't care what Elon says.
Not.
Caitlin, thank you once again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love talking about myself. I'm never gonna say
Excellent.
no.
And we will send this back to Tilly and Susan.
It's
It's
over. It's
over. Just the
over.
interview is over.
Remember, Tilly's Trans Tuesdays are out on Tuesdays. I scared you.
You're shouting it again.
And
you don't need to shout.
Writer's Block is out on Wednesdays. Is that what I was supposed to say?
Do you even know what show you're on?
Yes.
What company this is for? What shows we have and when they come out?
Yes, I'm on our least professional show.
And who makes it that way? I wonder.
Coming out Wednesday, September 4th, Kingery Season 13 premiere! Woo!
You fucking dumb, goofy looking ass. Don't understand. Somebody say, alright? Get me out! Or so help me, I will get myself out and stick you in here instead.
Well, sounds like a party in here.
Allison, I was just trying to explain to Major and Keylock here that despite Major's wounds having improved, I cannot safely separate them.
Why not?
Because Dr. Matrix here...
Maddox.
Whatever. He's making up things like symbiotic hibernation and concerning levels of hormones and doesn't feel it would be safe for my well-being. That's bullshit.
My love, will you please calm down? You're moving around an awful lot. And it's causing some heartburn.
You getting heartburn, Kaylock?
It's caused by a different biological reaction, but yes, the sensation is very similar to human heartburn.
Hey, Dr. Dumbo, I think my husband could explain his own species better than you can.
Garrett, darling, please take some deep breaths and calm down.
All right.
Coming out Wednesday, September 11th, The Pendant Shakespeare's Henry VI, Part 2, Chapter 1.
As by your high imperial majesty I had in charge at my depart for France, as procurator to your excellence, to marry Princess Margaret for your grace. So, in the famous ancient city Tours, in the presence of the kings of France and Sicily, the dukes of Orléans, Calabre, Bretagne, and Alençon, 7 earls, 12 barons, and 20 reverend bishops, I have performed my task and was espoused. And humbly now upon my bended knee, in sight of England and her lordly peers, deliver up my title in the Queen to your most gracious hands, that are the substance of that great shadow I did represent. The happiest gift that ever Marquess gave, the fairest queen that ever king received.
La la la, the show is almost done. Yay!
All right, that's it. I set up the new file to start recording, and then I turned to you and the mic like I was going to start talking, and I did not hit record.
That's worrisome.
I am very stressed out. We've
I know.
Been so busy, and this month is even worse, and I'm dying. So.
Yeah. Well, here's something fun. Like, every time I do the new, you know, shows coming out announcement
yeah.
thing, and the Pendant Shakespeare ones often have Roman numerals in them.
Yes.
And every time I think to myself, oh God, do I remember what Roman numerals are and what they mean?
Well, like the big ones are complicated, but this is 6.
I still worry.
You did all right.
I did all right. So yeah, this is about my success.
Least professional show right
yes,
here.
Yes.
Be sure to stop by the website at pendantaudio.com. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/pendantaudio. You can find us on Twitter at pendantweb. We are on Tumblr at pendantaudio.tumblr.com. And we will see you back here next month.
This is Susan Bridges.
And Tilly Bridges. Thank you for listening. Looks like you almost forgot your name there for a second.
No, I'm not sure you said that we'll see you back here.
I did.
And then I was like, was that really all?
I did say it.
Okay. It's fine.
You're also dying. We're all dying. Yay.
Least Professional Show! Ooh, it's hot. Burning up. Oh, dip.
The theme to TWIP is Mr. Exposition by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 at creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
That is the end of the show.
At the end of the show.
The end of the show. At the end of the show. At the end of the show. At the end of the show. That's the end of the show. That's the end of the show.
Ta-da! That's the show. The show is done.
That's the show. The show is over now.